感谢神，这个让我准时到的。
Thank God that I may get here on time.
不过这个晚了半个钟头就是了。
But it was about half an hour late.
今天呢，我们要一起看腓立比书第一章第三到十一节。
Today we're going to read Philippians chapter 1 from verse 3 to 11.
请你们把你们的圣经翻开到这个地方。
Let's turn your Bible to this passage.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Our heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你在创世以前你就为我们预备了这个日子。
We thank you for have prepared this day for us in the ever past.
靠着你自己的恩典，我们能够来到你面前敬拜你。
We can come to worship you according to your grace.
靠着你自己的恩典，在基督耶稣里，我们才能够彼此有这个团契，有交通。
It is your grace that we may have a fellowship with each other in Christ.
让我们学会在这个主日的第一日，我们能够尊你为大。
You taught us how to respect you as the highest on the first day and the Lord's day.
让我们在一个礼拜当中，我们能够继续的尊你为大。
So that we can continue to be respect you in the rest of the week.
求你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
开我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
让我们能看。
So that we may see.
让我们也能听。
So that we also may hear.
知道都是你自己所成就的事情。
We know that all the things that you have completed.
我们人没有一点点的功劳。
We as people has no efforts.
我们把荣耀和赞美都归在你自己的名下。
We ascribe all the glory and praises into thy name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要借着腓立比书第一章第三节到第十一节，我们从保罗的眼里面来看腓立比人、腓立比的教会他们的信心。
Today we're going to look at the people and the face of people in Philippi through this chapter 1 verse 3 to 11.
我的题目是经过测验的信心。
The topic is faith which has been tested.
从我念腓立比书，我的体会，这就是腓立比教会他们的信心。
My understanding of this is the face of the church in Philippi.
他们是经过测验的。
They have been tested.
那么这段经文呢，是使徒保罗为腓立比教会的祷告。
This passage is the prayer by Apostle Paul for the church in Philippi.
在祷告中，我们看见这个保罗他心里面充满了感谢。
Through this his prayer, we can see Paul is filled with thanks.
而且充满了喜乐。
Is filled with joy.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他说每逢想念你们就感谢。
I thank my God every time I remember you.
感谢我的神。
Thank my God.
然后第四节他说每逢为你们祷告的时候都是欢欢喜喜的。
In verse 4, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
在第四章第十五节到第十六节的时候，那么保罗就提到他们在金钱上面支持他。
In the chapter 4, in verse 15 and 16, Paul mentioned how the church supported him financially.
但是保罗很清楚地讲，他为他们感谢，不是因为他在金钱上支持他们。
But Paul made it clear, his thanks for them, not because of their financial support.
但是我们从第三节一直到第五节，我们就看见是他们同一天开，从头一天开始就同心合一的兴旺福音。
We can see that from verse 3 to 5 that the people be partners in the gospel from the very first day.
他们和保罗同心。
They work with Paul together in unity.
保罗说他们同心合一的兴旺福音直到耶稣基督的日子。
So Paul said they were partners in the gospel until the day of Jesus Christ.
这个兴旺福音啊，不是只有说抓的人跟他讲福音四律啊，或者是跟他传福音，不是的。
This does not mean just find somebody to speak to him about the gospel.
不单只是向人传讲耶稣基督的福音。
Not only just to strive to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
也包括了教会中其他的工作。
It also includes all the other ministries of the church.
保罗他的言语里面，他就意味着他们一直的在那边服侍。
So what Paul meant in his words that they have been continuously serving the Lord.
而且是持续的。
And continue.
保罗为什么会有这种感动？
Why would Paul have such a feeling?
保罗为什么会这样子的感谢？
Why would Paul thank them this way?
我们以为是他看见腓立比人他们在外面表现出来的工作。
We thought maybe he saw the outward work of those people.
没有错。
That's not wrong.
但是我们从第六节来看哈。
But if we read verse 6,
我们比较能够明白保罗他为什么感谢。
We can understand why Paul is so thankful.
我们一起念第六节，好不好？
Let's read verse 6 together.
我深信，那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。保罗最重要的，他知道腓立比人会有这种表现，完全是神的工作。
So Paul knows the reason the Philippians can have such a work.It's all the work of God.
他说我深信。
So I am confirmed.
那在你们心里动了善功的，就是开始的是哪一位？
He knows who started.
是这位神，这位圣灵在他们的心里面开始的工作。
It's the God and the Holy Spirit that started the working in their hearts.
换句话讲，我们可以看到就是保罗告诉腓立比教会的人，你们生命的改变，那就是开始的时候。
So you can, in other words, Paul is telling the Philippians that your hearts start changing. That's the beginning.
圣灵先将他们苏醒过来。
So the Spirit revived them.
就是重生啊。
So they are born again.
然后他们才能够信主耶稣。
Then they can believe in the Lord Jesus.
然后他们才能够认罪悔改。
And then they can repent and confess repent.
全是神的工作。
This is all the work of God.
不是用人的方法。
It's not using man's.
在以弗所书第二章第八节到第九节那边告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9,
他说你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
So you're saved by faith and also by grace.
啊，我很喜欢下面这些话。
They,
我不是说前面这话不好哈，那我觉得我们人更应该要注意下面那一些话是什么。
We should pay attention to even the words that's following.
他说不是出于自己。
It's not according to your work.
也不是出于我们的行为。
It's not because of our deeds.
免得有人自夸。
Lest we may boast.
自夸是什么？
What a boast means.
我们从以弗所书里面，我们从哥罗西书里面，从保罗的书信里面，自夸就是人的情欲。
So from Paul's letters, we know that boast is our desire.
是为了自己的荣耀。
It's our pride, our glory.
换句话讲，就是夺取神的荣耀。
In other words, we rob the God's glory.
所以，如果我们觉得我们得救是靠乎我自己，
If we think we were saved by our efforts,
是靠我自己明白了，然后做一个决定。
Because I understood, so I made a decision.
这个就是自夸。
This is boasting yourself.
这个是从情欲来的。
This came from the desires.
这个从亚当开始一直传下来的。
So it started from Adam, it passed on to generations.
因为我们从圣经上面，特别是在以弗所书第二章，
especially in chapter 2 of the Ephesians,
我们很清楚地看到人的光景。
Clearly, we see our circumstances.
特别是他讲到说，我们在还没有重生，我们还没有信主，我们还没有得救的时候。
Especially when we were not born again, we have not been saved.
我们翻一下以弗所书前面哈，以弗所书第二章，就在前面一本书。
The first,
在那里第一节到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3,
他在这里用了一个字，他说你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
So you were dead in your transgressions.
换句话讲，他告诉我们，我们的生命是与神的生命是隔绝的，没有关系的。
So in other words, our life was separate from God's life with no.
你说我可以想有神。
You can think, I think.
你说我可以用我的脑筋想有没有神。
You think that you can think if there is God.
但是你跟神的生命是没有关系的。
But you're not related to God's life.
因为圣经上讲得很清楚，你是死掉的。
Because Bible says you're dead.
但是我们人常常不承认这一点。
But you often we won't confess that.
谁都不愿意被人家叫死人，对不对？
No one would like to be called dead.
除了有些丈夫了。
And that's some husbands.
有些太太就叫她的丈夫叫你真是死人呐。
Some wives call their husbands, "You're a dead person."
但是圣经上告诉我们，我们是死的。
The Bible tells us we are dead.
在我们人，我们人看来，我们人不觉得我是死的。
But we don't think we're dead.
我不是活得好好的吗？
We're living.
我也可以思想，我也可以讲话，我也可以表达我的感情。
So we can think, we can talk, we can show our emotions.
我们来看圣经上怎么讲。
Let's see how the Bible tells us.
他说那时你们在其中行事为人，看到没有？他说我们在那个时候可以行事为人。
So in those days that you could do things and live.
就好像在路加福音第十七章那边讲到这个罗德的这个挪亚和罗德的时代。
So it's just like in what they talk about the time of Noah and the Lot.
那么圣经上怎么形容他们在那个时代？
How did the Bible describe them?
他说他们又吃又喝又娶又嫁。
So they eat, they drink, they marry.
虽然他没有讲说像我们华人中国人讲的吃喝拉撒睡哈。
They didn't say that like the Chinese said that we eat, we drink, and we go to the bathroom.
他少了几样是不是、啊、
不
过圣经上告诉我们说 那个时候的人他们又吃又喝又娶又嫁，然后到了罗德的时代那更有意思。
So it's even more interesting we come to time of Lot.
他说他们那个时代也是一样，又吃又喝又买，讲到看到没有，我们还去买东西哈，又卖，然后又耕种又盖造。
So those days they drink, they eat, they buy, they sell, they cultivate.
圣经上就告诉我们说，我们在那个时候完全是随着当时的潮流活在世界上。
The Bible tells us we live on the world according to the trends of the time.
以弗所书这边告诉我们说，他说当时你们在其中行事为人啊，这就是我们在这个世界上生活动作存留，我们随从今世的风俗。
So Ephesians here tell us in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world.
就是当时世代的潮流。
It's the trend of the time.
我们现在很多人都是这样子。
We all, many of us do it this way now.
这就是我们所说的我们跟世界连在一起没有什么分别的。
This is how we're connected with the world. There's no separation between.
然后圣经上又告诉我们说，他说我们顺服空中掌权者的首领。
So it also says here that we follow the rulers of the kingdom of the air.
那就是撒旦。
That's Satan.
所以我们第二个就是顺从撒旦。
So the second is we follow the Satan.
第一个我们随从当时的潮流。
The first we follow the trends.
第二个我们顺从撒旦。
Then second we followed Satan.
再我们再下去看。
Then we continue.
他说我们从前也都在他们当中放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
So all of us also lived among them, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature.
所以我们放纵我们自己肉体的私欲。
So we live according to our cravings of the.
这是第三个，对不对？
That's the third.
然后最后一个是什么？
What is the last?
随从自己心里所喜好的去行。
So we do things according to our likes.
圣经上讲得很清楚。
The Bible taught us clearly.
把我们通通都放在那个下面。
Include all of us, put us under that.
所以接下去他就讲。
So then continue.
他说我们本为可怒之子。和别人一样。
So we were the sons of the devil.
我们是神的愤怒，我们是在神的愤怒下活着，那个时候。
So at those days, we lived under the wrath of God.
在圣经上也告诉我们，帖撒罗尼迦前书那边告诉我们说，他说我们是在神那里啊，为自己积蓄愤怒。
So in the Thessalonians, it told us we were.Accumulating wrath in God.
而且是到了一个极点。
To the extreme.
那么神很快的就会把他的惩罚倾倒下来。
So very soon, God is going to pour down His punishment.
我们从刚才所看到的经文，以弗所书那边，我们晓得，你知道我们没有一个人 能够用我们自己的方法来认识神的。
So from passage we read, we know that we cannot know God by our own.
我们也没有一个人能够凭我们自己的知识、学问、文化水平，随便你讲什么，没有一个人能够靠着自己的方法能够信。
None of us can be believers according to our knowledge, our ability.
因为圣经上讲得很清楚。
Because the Bible told us clearly.
我们的知、情、意志，全部都没有办法。
So none of our knowledge, our will be able to help us.
但是神很恩待。
But God can do it.
他把他的愤怒，他把他的惩罚抓住了。
So he withheld his wrath.
但最重要的，他差遣他的独生子来到这个世界上。
Most important, he sent his only begotten son to this world.
为我们承受了这一切。
And suffered for all of us.
这就是保罗告诉腓立比教会的人。
This is what Paul told the church in Philippi.
他就告诉他们，他说，因我深信，那在你们心里动量善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。他说是他开始的。
He told that God started.
而且他会结束。
And he will also complete it.
那中间呢，他会带领我们经过。
In the between, he will carry us through.
保罗的喜乐。就是从这里来的。
This is where Paul's joy come from.
保罗不只是看见腓立比教会的他们的外面的表现。
Not only he saw their outward expressions.
但是他真正看见的是什么？看见的是那个在里面做工的那一位。
What he really saw was the one that was working inside them.
这是就是他的基本的原因。
So this is the base.Foundation,
是从他们里面发出来的
came from him inside.
而且是持续的而且是长久的是真的
it's lasting, it's true, it's continuous.
神开始了
God started,
他有能力开始
he has ability to start,
他也有能力使他完成
he can also take it to completion.
保罗看见腓立比人他们的信心
So Paul saw the face of Philippians.
所以他眼睛真正的看见的是他们在主里面的信心。
What he really see in his eyes is the faith in the Lord.
这是第一个。
That's the first.
就是受过试测验的信心是一个有把握的。
So a faith that was tested is the one that's confident.
因为有圣灵的能力。
Because there is the power of the Spirit.
因为有神他自己的工作在他们里面。
God's own word in them.
他从昨日、今日、直到明日、一直到主再来的日子，都一样。
So he is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, until the day the Lord comes.
第二个。
The second.
经过测验的信心是什么样的信心呢
？What kind of faith is a test of faith?
我给他起个名字叫做能够吃苦的。
I gave him a name is can bear the suffering.
或者是说能够忍受苦难的。
So they can bear all the trials.
我们看第七节跟第八节。
Let's look at verse 7 and 8.
啊，保罗他说，我为你们众人有这样子的意念，原是应当的。
It's right for me to feel this way for all of us.
因为保罗他接下去他就讲，他说，因你们常在我心里。
Because you have always in my heart.
无论是在捆锁之中，是在辨明、证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
Whether it is in chains or when defending and confirming the gospel, you are with me in glorified.
保罗的意思就是，腓立比人跟保罗一起受苦难。
So what Paul is saying is that the people of the Philippi.Suffered with Paul together.
不管是他在被捆绑，就是说他在做监牢的时候。
Whether he was in prison.
我们知道腓立比书是他在做监牢的时候写的。
We know the letter was written when he was in prison.
很有意思哈。
So it's very interesting.
他在监牢里面写一封信，叫大家喜乐。
He was writing a letter in the prison, asking people to have joy.
因为他看见了。跟我们看到的不一样。
Because what he saw was different from what we saw.
保罗知道这些腓立比人，当他在做监牢的时候，虽然他们没有跟他一起做监牢。
Paul knows, even though those people did not in the prison with him,
但是他就说他们跟他一起同受这个苦难。
But he said they suffered with him together.
第二个，他告诉他们，他说当他在辩明福音的时候。
So the second, when he was defending the gospel.
就是对那些不信的人，我讲可能真正重要是对那些不信的犹太人。
I think it's most important that he's defending the gospel with those unbelieving Jews.
还有就是他在证实福音的时候。
When he's also confirming the gospel.
他在受监牢，他在辩明，他在证实福音的时候。
So when he's in the prison, he's confirming, he's defending the gospel.
保罗在辩明，保罗在证实福音的时候，不像我们现在哈。
When Paul's doing that, it's not like what we're doing today.
那我们现在你碰到一些不信的朋友。
So today you run into some unbelieving friends.
那你跟他讲福音的时候。
You speak gospel to them.
他顶多说你怎么这么傻，是不是？
You say that you're dumb.
他顶多说你这个怎么没有那些东西都是没有文化水平的人才信的。
He said those are only believed by those who doesn't have a culture.
甚至他们就会笑你。
So they may laugh at you.
但是在那个时候不一样。
In those days it's different.
当保罗在辩明证实福音的时候，他会碰到逼迫的。
So Paul was persecuted when he was defending the gospel.
特别是那些犹太人。
Especially those Jews.
因为他们觉得保罗是在宣传另一个教。
Because they think Paul is proclaiming a different religion.
然后保罗曾经保罗好像教导这些犹太人，叫他们不要守他们这个犹太人的规矩。
Because Paul taught them not to follow the laws of the Jewish law.
所以你如果要去看保罗受了哪些苦的话。
So if you want to see how Paul suffered.
在哥林多后书第十章那边就告诉我们。
Chapter 10 of 2 Corinthians tells us.
哦，他就告诉我们说他受了哪些苦。
He told us how what suffering he has had.
保罗他的意思就是腓立比教会的人，当他在被下在监牢里面，当他在被逼迫的时候，他们腓立比人没有丢弃他。
So in other words, Paul says that when he was in prison, the people in Philippi did not forsake him.
所以他说与他一同得恩。
So they were blessed together.
经历神的恩典。
Experience God's grace.
腓立比人他们一直支持保罗。
So the Philippians continued to support Paul.
所以保罗说他们跟他一起受苦。
That's why he said they shared the suffering with him.
刚才我们也提到腓立比书是保罗在监牢里面写的。
We said that this was written when Paul was in prison.
在当时如果腓立比人认他的话，会给腓立比人带来很多的麻烦。
So in those days, if the people in Philippi confirm him, they can bring them trouble.
腓立比人的弟兄姐妹并不因为他坐监牢，他被捕带来的羞辱，他们就怕，他们就不去支持他了，怕自己被牵连，也怕自己被拖下海。
So the people in the Philippi, they did not stay away from Paul because that may bring them trouble, bring them shame.
我们从他其他的书信，我们也可以看得出来他的心情。
So from other epistles, we can see the feelings of Paul.
使徒保罗特别的挂念他的教会。
So Paul continued to care for his churches.
或者我不应该讲是他的教会哈，应该是说神的教会是他自己，他帮助建立的教会。
So I should say it's God's churches that he helped to establish.
特别是当他知道他自己在受苦，在受苦难。在被关起来受逼迫的时候，
especially when he knows he's suffering and when he's being persecuted.
他知道那些犹太人会逼迫弟兄姐妹。
He knows those Jews will also persecute the
brothers. 他知道教会受影响。
He knows the church will be affected.
不但直接受害，
not only directly being harmed.
而且因为保罗而受害。
And they also been persecuted harmed because of Paul.
保罗心里很挂着他们。
So Paul cared for them.
很怕他们怎么样上胆。
He's worried about them may lose heart.
保罗他写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹。
So Paul wrote letters to brothers in Thessalonica.
因为他受逼迫。
Because he was persecuted.
因为他被关起来。
Because he was in prison.
所以保罗他担心帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹会灰心丧胆。
So he was afraid that the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica might lose heart, may defeat it.
甚至到一个地步啊。这是我发现保罗啊，真的是，他说，甚至他说他不能再忍了、
啊。Even to the point he couldn't stand anymore.
他自己讲的啊，他说我既不能再忍了、啊，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。
Since I cannot stand anymore, I send people to see to test how your faith are.
他说恐怕那些诱惑人的。最后诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
So he was so afraid for those who tempted to the point that their efforts would be in vain.
这就是我们看见那些教会弟兄姐妹的信心。
So this is what we can see the face of the churches.
他们明白受苦是什么意思。
They understand the meaning of suffering.
他们和保罗一同受苦。
They shared the suffering with Paul.
这就是我所看见的一个。受过测验的信心。
This is the faith I see that was tested.
是真的信心。
It's a true faith.
是经过测验的。
It's been tested.
能够彰显出神的生命，彰显出神的荣耀。
So it can demonstrate God's life and God's glory.
这是第二个特点。
This is the second characteristic.
第三个。
The third.
受过测验的信心是有盼望的。
The test of faith is one with hope.
最后我们看第九节到十一节。
Let's see, read verse 9 to 11.
在第九节。
In verse 9.
保罗他说，我所祷告的。他说，我所祷告的，就是怎么样？就是要你们的爱心。哦，我们先不看下面他祷告什么东西。
Let's not first see what he prayed for.
他就是说我为你们祷告。
He said, I pray for you.
弟兄姐妹，如果你去读保罗的祷告的话，
So brother, sister, if you go read Paul's prayers,
你去读那些内容哈，
you read the content of the prayer,
你就会发现保罗他的祷告跟我们的祷告不一样。
You will realize his prayers are different from ours.
若从保罗书信里面去读的话，
if you read from Paul's epistle,
保罗为不同的教会祷告，
Paul prayed for different churches.
他的祷告是有根有基的。
So his prayer has foundation.
不是对着空气讲话。
It's not just speaking there.
对不对？我们很多时候常常有人认为基督徒祷告就是他对空气讲话。
So many times we think the prayers of believers are just a vain language.
有很多人真的是这样子，甚至我告诉你，我弟兄姐妹，如果你自己问问你自己 ，OK， 你祷告的时候是不是好像也是这个样子
？So maybe we should ask ourselves, when you are praying, are you praying? The same way.
保罗的祷告不一样的。
So Paul's prayers are different.
保罗的祷告是有根有基的。
So what his prayer has roots as foundations.
他是有把握的。
He has a confidence.
他对以弗所教会的祷告是什么？
What is the prayer for the?
他说：“自从我听见你们相信主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，他说我就为你们祷告。”
So I pray for you when I ask that you believe in Jesus Christ.
他前面有说，因此我就为你们这样子祷告。
So、therefore, I pray for you this way.
因为保罗他这个属天的眼睛啊，他看见了神为他们所做的事情。
Because of Paul's heavenly eyes can see what God has completed.
那就是以弗所书从第一章第三节一直到第十四节。
It's just Ephesians chapter 1 from 3 to 14.
保罗看见神在创世里面，在创世以前，他就定好了一个计划。
He saw God has a plan from the eternal past.
然后神一直在做事情。
And God continued to work on it.
从来没有停过。
Never stopped.
他看见神的主权。
He saw God's sovereignty.
他看见神的全能。
He saw God's power.
他看见神他的大能，
He's of God's great power.
他才会有那样子的祷告。
Then he could have that kind of prayer.
他才能够求神。
Then he can ask God.
因为他知道他的神是活的。
Because he knows his God is living.
所以他才能够为以弗所教会的人祈求。
That's why he can pray for.
他说求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给他们。
to God give them the wisdom that can reveal people's wisdom.
他才知道他的真正的目的是什么。
So he knows what his true purpose.
他说使你们真知道他。
So make you truly know him.
为哥罗西教会的人他怎么祷告？
How did he pray for the Colossians?
他说愿你们能有一切属灵的智慧和悟性。
So may you have all the spiritual knowledge and discernment.
能够满心知道神的旨意。
So you that know God's will.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主。
So that your acting will be deserving of knowing the Christ.
保罗的把握在哪里？
What is Paul's prayer?
是在这一位至高的真神。
Is focused on this truly God.
原因都是一样。
The reason is the same.
就是这位神。
It's this God.
对腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹也是一样。
For the brothers and sisters in the Philippi is the same.
他为他们祷告什么？
What does he pray for them?
我们看第九节。
That's verse 9.
他说就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
So that your knowledge, your insight shall be abundant.
就是在这个见识哈，也可以说是在经历上面。
This insight can be their experiences.
他能够分辨，他有分辨的能力。
So they have the ability of discernment.
越来越多。
Will be continued.
换句话讲，就是一直的增加，一直的增加。
So it will continue to adding and grow, increase.
使你们，他的目的是什么呢？他说，使你们能够分辨什么事情是，用英文讲叫做。Excellent.
So the purpose so that you can discern what is excellent.
保罗虽然讲说好像是说为他们的爱心祷告。
Even though Paul was praying for their love.
如果我们只把这个爱心啊限制在说啊、哦、我今天要给一个人 ride, 我要带他去教会，因为他不能去教会，所以我去接他。
If we limit definition for love is giving somebody a ride,to church because they couldn't go to church today.
或者是说其他的行为。
Or some any other behavior.
那你就太狭窄了。
Then your mind is too narrow.
这里他讲的爱心
还 The love is meaning here.
还包括了对神的一种渴慕，对神的一种爱，对神的一种追求。
It includes a desire for God and seeking God.
因为你看那个小字。
Even the little words.
他就说爱慕那更美的事情 excellent
to love those excellent things
保罗的祷告是什么保罗的祷告就是希望他们能够在知识上而且在经历上他能够很清楚的知道我今天活在这个世界上什么是最好的事情
so Paul's prayer is for the people to know today I live in this world I know what is the best excellent for me
我们过去在还没有信主的时候
Before we were believers,
我们认为世界上的东西不管你心里面在想什么我们觉得那个是最好的那就是我要追求的
It doesn't what you're thinking. Anything in the world is the best what I'm going at.
但是保罗为腓立比教会的人祷告他就说希望他们在知识还有见识上能够分辨他能够知道今天我活在这个世界上我现在信了主了什么是最好的我应该要追求的
So Paul prayed for the church in Philippi so that they know today now believers what is best for them in their knowledge in their experiences
不是凭着我们的思想
It's not our thoughts
不是凭着我们在这个世界上所学到的东西
That's according to what we learn in the world
保罗知道因为在他们心里面那一位动了善功的可以做到这件事情。
Because Paul knows the one who started the good work in them can complete it.
所以保罗才为他们祷告。
That's why Paul prayed for them.
这就是他的把握。
This is his confidence.
接下去我们再看啊。
Let's continue.
他说做诚实无过的人。
So be blameless and faultless.
哎，我就在想，前面这个 excellent 哈，前面这个中文怎么翻哈？啊，就是说使你们能分别是非，我觉得这个还没把它翻出来。
So the Chinese translation really did not clearly.
你问我怎么翻，我也翻不出来。不过，如果你懂英文的话，就是这个字叫做 excellent。
So if you use the English word excellent, it will.
我就不知道为什么这个 excellent 跟诚实无过是有关系的。
How is the word excellent is connected with the blameless?
诚实。
Honest.
啊，诚实无过就是无可指责，而且是一直持续的。
So they cannot be accused of any fault and will be continued that way.
我能够想到的只有一件事情。
The only thing I can think of is only one thing.
就是在基督里，就是基督。就是基督
is Christ himself.
你就知道这个是最好的。
So you know that's the best.
所以当我们越追求这个的时候，我们的行为就会开始被改变。
So when we going seeking that best, our behavior will change.
保罗告诉他们说，而且是持续的，直到基督的日子。
Paul told them this is continuous until the day of Christ.
基督的日子就是有两层的意思，一个就是主再来的时候。
There are two meanings of the days of Christ.
我们也不知道我们中间是哪一个可以活到那个时候。
One is when the Christ comes, we don't know any one of them going to live until that day.
说不定他今天就来了。
Maybe he'll come today.
我们也不知道。
We don't know.
因为圣经上没有讲啊。
The Bible never says.
但是我们知道他来的时候是突然来的。
We know that when he comes, he should come suddenly.
但是他来的时候，我们每一个人都会知道。
When he comes, we all will know.
就好像闪电啊，从东边到西边，他一闪的时候，所有的人都可以看见。
So it's just a flash when it happens, everybody can see it.
所以第一个是主真的来。
The first is God really come.
第二个是我们离开这个世界。
So the second is when we leave this world.
因为我们离开这个世界，我们就要面对他了。
So when we leave the world, we're going to face him.
接下去我们再看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
他说，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus.
他就是讲前面。就是我们能够分别，我们能够知道什么是 excellent， 然后我们就会在这个世界上过一个诚实无过的日子。这就是什么？这就是结的果子。
But just what he said, when we know how to discern what's excellent, we live a pure and blameless life, and that is the fruit of righteousness.
这就是保罗所说的结满了仁义的果子。
This is what Paul said, bear the fruits full of fruits.Of righteousness.
叫我们的生活，叫我们的生命，在人的面前啊，可以彰显出神的荣耀。
So that our life can demonstrate God's glory to other people.
在前面我讲过，保罗的祷告决定不是凭着空气，不是对空气讲话。
So I said that Paul's prayer is not just a vain language.
他祷告的对象就是这位永活的、全能、有主权的、圣洁、公义的神。
So he is praying to the Lord, to the God who is righteous, who is all sovereign and righteous.
所以我们可以讲一件事情。
That's what we can say.
当保罗为他们祷告的时候，
When Paul prayed for them,
这些就是腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹的盼望。
This is the hope of the churches of Philippi.
而且是一个有根有基的盼望。
This is a hope.That has foundation and roots.
他们知道有一天他们的生命他们的生活会到那个样子。
They know one day their life will be that way.
这就是他们的盼望。
This is their hope.
所以一个经过测验的信心是有盼望的。
So a test of faith is one with hope.
一个经过测验的信心是有把握的。
A faith that tested it has is confident.
因为他开始了，他就会结束。
Because when he starts, he will complete.
他是持续的。
He is continuing.
不是短暂的。
It's not short-lived.
也不是人为的。
It's not made by man.
不是只有外表。
Not only the surface.
是由内向外。
So it starts from the inside, shows out.
这种经过测验的信心是能够忍受苦难的。
The test of faith can suffer trials.
就是被测验。
It's been tested.
他能够忍受。
He can suffer.
对暂时的，对这些暂时的羞辱。
He can endure those temporary shame.
不管是在侍奉的过程当中。
Whether it's through your serving.
或者是对人传讲福音的时候。
Or when you spread the gospel.
都是一样。
It's all the same.
第三个，这种经过测验的信心是有盼望的。
So the third, the test of the faith is one with hope.
这种盼望就是保罗让我们看见的，我们信了主之后，这个成圣、这个成长的过程。
So that hope is what Paul let us see, who after we become believers and our spiritual growth.
因着对神的认识。
Because of our knowledge of God.
因着我们的经历。
Because of our experiences.
让我们越来越能够辨明什么是真正的属天的最好的东西。
So we can learn to discern what is truly heavenly excellent things.
换句话讲。
In another word,
简单的讲哈
simply say,
就是说越来越知道什么是神喜欢的事情
we shall know more and more what is pleasing to God,
什么是神厌恶的事情
what would be God hates,
我告诉你你就会越来越喜欢神喜欢的东西
so you will more and more like the thing that God loves,
你就会越来越喜欢神喜欢的事情
you willcan more and more like what God likes.
你就会越来越厌恶那些神所讨厌的事情。
So you will become more and more hate those God hates.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这就是我们从腓立比教会里面所看到的。
This is what we see in the church of Philippi.
我希望你们看到的不是腓立比教会人做的事情。
I hope you not just see what they did.
因为在这一节经文里面保罗一直强调那个里面的东西他所看到的他那个属天的眼睛啊所洞察的东西
So this he said everything that his heavenly eye can see what's happening
这就是一个经过测验的信心
This is the faith that's been tested
这个人他在教会里面的服事他在教会里面的服事他在教会外面的工作都是持续的。
So a person serving in the church and is working outside the church, it always is continuous.
都不是短暂的。
It's not short-lived.
因为是从里面发出来的。
It comes from inside.
是圣灵所结的果子。
It's the fruit of the Spirit.
常常有很多人在教会里面服事。
Many people who serve in the church.
你知道，你就会发现，他服事一阵子之后，他就开始抱怨。
You will realize after he served a little while, he started to complain.
甚至他就不干了。
Then he quit.
如果有人稍微批评他一下，
if somebody who just criticized him,
他就不干了。
He will quit.
这是出于人的意愿。
It comes their own will.
这是以人以自己为中心的。
That means you put yourself as the center.
我相信我们中间有很多人都很喜欢看宗教情操真伪辨是不是看过这本书吗
Have you read the book How to Discern the True Faith
就是 Jonathan Edwards 他写的
It's by Jonathan Edwards
The Religious Affection
It's called Religious Affection
有中文有翻译哈
There's a Chinese translation
他就讲他说这是假的宗教情操
So this is the false religious discipline
一个真正经过试验的测验的信心
A faith that's truly tested
它是有把握的
It has confidence
它是能够忍耐它是能够受苦
It can endure suffering
最后它是有盼望的
And finally it has hope
换句话讲它是有果子的
In other words it has fruit
是一个生命的改变
It's a change of life
是能够把神的荣耀怎么讲哈 display 是能够把神的荣耀彰显出来
so you can display God's glory
我们一起祷告
let us pray
爱我们的主耶稣基督
the Lord Jesus who loves us
我们感谢你
we thank you
感谢你为我们成就的大事
we thank you for the great work you have completed for us
我们过去不是那么明白
We did not quite understand in the past.
因为你在我们里面做的工
Because your work in us.
因为你是那位永活的神
Because you are the everlasting God.
因为你是那位独一的神
Because you are the only true God.
因为你是那位全能的神
Because you are the omnipotent God.
因为你也是那位 有主权的神。
Because also you are the sovereign God.
因为你也是那位圣洁公义的神。
Because you are the pure, holy, and righteous God.
因为你也是那位慈爱的神。
Because you are also the loving God.
你昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样不改变的。
You shall never change yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
你一直在做工。
You continue to work.
你也一直在我们里面做工。
You continue to work within us.
直到你完成的日子。
Until the day of your completion.
所以我们有把握。
So that we are confident.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.